to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn with Dr. Alice Benton is there and Chris Williams. How are you guys doing?
Doing good today. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I've got my mom in the studio today, so it's going to be an amazing program. Mom, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
You know, I was preaching this Sunday on the labor of love, and I talked about coming into the world as, you know, it begins with a labor of love. I was thanking Mom for doing that, and then I think she thinks maybe the biggest labor was raising me, not necessarily the childbirth labor.
Amen.
So anyway, we would love to talk with you right now if you want to join us. It's 1-800-229-3000, and we're going to go right to the phones. 1-800-229-3000. And why don't we talk with, I believe this is Joel, is that right?
This is Isabel. Isabel in San Antonio.
Isabel. Talk to Isabel. Isabel, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, what's going on? Yeah, what's happening?
Yes. Thank you. You know, I have exactly 20 years of marriage. And I think, maybe I am wrong, I am not a psychologist, but I think my husband is a narcissistic trait, got some narcissistic traits, something that has hurt me too much.
You think he's a narcissist? Is that what you're saying? You think he's a narcissist? You're saying he's a narcissist?
Yeah, I think so, because all the signs and all the, in the situation I am checking all that stuff, and I think he is, because, you know, I am not able, to have what I want, to say what I say, to, you know, because every time I have tried, I am bullied, I am stopped, so I end up with nothing, with no car, with nothing. I am just in the house washing dishes, you know, after 20 years.
Whether he's a narcissist or not, he is certainly a controlling person, right?
Yeah.
He's a controller. Only that. I mean, the way he's controlling everything in your life is absolutely horrible. What is the question that you have for us in dealing with what,
you know,
I would say is one of the worst situations
in the last
ever?
2 or 3 years, I think I have seen God has given me, you know, ways. Maybe I have changed, you know, and I have the strength to say the things that I've been and to say you're wrong and this and you're going to, you know, and I have seen that some big changes in him, even though he hasn't do anything like working on that with counseling or something. But I have seen a lot of good improvements in our relationships, but not enough to have an emotional connection.
Yeah. So you found your voice, and he's responding to it, but certainly not to the degree that you want to see. There's no connection.
No, he bullies, he goes away, he makes fun of me or something, you know.
Right. But so what's the question for us before we go to this break here? Can you give us a question and we'll talk about it?
Yeah, my question is, in order, what will be the 2 or 3 starting points he will need to do in order to learn, just in case he's willing, you know? What will be the 2 or 3 starting points he would need to do in order to learn how to connect emotionally with me?
Okay, all right. Well, you've called the right place. We'll help you right after this. We'll be back.
I've had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Well, we're back. We're talking with Isabel. And Isabel, Chris had an observation before we go right to what he could do. Okay?
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yeah, so Isabel, just a couple things. I want to first start off with this, is that you have this strong desire to change your husband so that you can feel more emotionally connected to him, which is a great desire, but it's also a real big problem because you are fundamentally powerless to change him, and the more that you try to change him, there's a good chance the more he's going to try to resist or be frustrated. But the first thing I would encourage is something for you, and that is, especially for those who have difficulty controlling and even being critical, is a lot of times they're being controlling and critical because they don't feel listened to. They don't feel heard. And so what I would encourage in you is to cultivate a larger listening space inside of you. Have more tolerance to just hear him out and ask questions, like emotional questions, like how are you feeling and what's going on? Now, if he does criticize or he does do something that is unhealthy to you, you can let him know, hey, that doesn't feel right, or to set a boundary there. You know, I don't want you to criticize me, but I do want to understand you.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Because let's hear what Alice is thinking here, because yes, you know, a guy controls when he doesn't feel listened to and all of that, but not to this extreme. I mean,
that's true. Yeah,
this is just pretty bizarre.
Well, and Isabel, as Steve is starting to point out, you're giving us some red flags in some of the things that you're saying, and we wonder to what extent he controls you and if there's even a safety issue for you. It sounds like he restricts your use of the car at times. So, although
I don't have nothing.
You have nothing.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, God. God has helped me to have back my self-esteem, my confidence, and I'm trying to have my own business little by little. I changed that he could see, because what I'm doing, you know, and he would stop me, but God is working on me. But you know, I think is the wrong perspective he has about me, the one he's willing to push me down. Like when we just got married in the first, you know, going to the honeymoon, he put me at the back of the seat and he broke that friend. So easily he see me wrong to be able, you know, to do that with me.
So Isabel, I need to break in to clarify. Has there been physical abuse from him? Is that what you're saying?
No. Pardon me?
Has there been physical abuse? Are you talking about him literally pushing you down?
Well, pulled me down in many, many ways in expressing myself. Like one day we were talking about before getting married.
Isabel, I want to get a direct answer from you, because I think I understand that he puts you down verbally. What I need to know is if he also pushes... Isabel, help. Let me finish the question, please. This is for your sake. I'm asking this. Does he also push you physically? Has there been physical aggression towards you from your husband?
Well, sometimes, but it's many years ago, and I tried to overcome, you know, to continue with my life, and like nothing happens, nothing was arranged, you know, we never talk about it later. It's gone. I mean, it's forgotten. And,
okay.
But I see that he's a little bit willing to, at this time. So my question is, what would you recommend him to connect with me if he would ask you?
Okay, I would give you some words to say, Isabel, that have the best chance of getting through to a narcissist, if he is, because it is so hard for someone who's an extreme narcissist to accept that anything is wrong with them or their behavior.
Right.
And
right.
So what I think you would need to do is invite him into a healing process with you, because you're realizing there are areas within you that you can grow and that you want a closer relationship with him. But I have to caution all of this with, if you're not safe, if he's being abusive to you, then I think you need to get further support and guidance on first getting safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm safe now. I'm safe now. It happened. I know that he's different. He has, grown. And I'm telling you, he now is willing. I can see in his silence, I see his efforts to learn to
know. That's good.
He's not willing to go to a counseling. So... because of that, but I see his willingness. So, what would you tell him if he would ask you?
I would say to him,
have a connection with my wife.
I would say to him, honey, I have seen so much progress in you. I've seen you become willing to do things and see things in ways that I never dreamed of, and I just think that is amazing. And it just draws me to you. It makes me want us to get closer and closer. And I'm just wondering, one thing you'd ask him, would you be willing for us to go and get to see a counselor just to help us communicate better and grow closer? That would be one thing you could say. Another thing would be, we do this marriage workshop, and you'd say, would you ever be willing to go to like a marriage workshop where they're helping both of us? So you're never saying for him to get help. You're talking about the two of you doing some things that could potentially bring you closer together, because you've seen his willingness. So if he's a narcissist, everything that you're saying to him is positive. You're not doing any criticism, trying to motivate him to go to the next level. Chris or Alice, anything in addition to what I was saying that might be helpful for her to get him, to try to get up to that next level there?
Absolutely. Expressing the desire to want to grow, to be closer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the things for Isabel that she really struggles with is that we can hear over the phone that her process, the way she talks, the way she engages, is really fast and furious, which shows mm-hmm. that there's a lot of anxiety behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's happened is that the intimacy or the closeness of the marriage has exposed a lot of her fears that go back into her childhood. And so I would want to encourage Isabel to just kind of look at herself to find a greater sense of peace within her and get into her own healing process.
And I would add something, but I need the two of you to give your take on this, because I think she also needs to take a protective step to let him know, I love you and I do want a better relationship with you, but when you raise your voice at me or when you put me mm-hmm. down, when you do any of those unhealthy, unsafe things, it pushes me away, literally at times and physically, emotionally. And so if that continues, I will step out of the room. I mm-hmm. will step away in order to safeguard our relationship, and I'm doing this because I love you.
I don't think that's the thing to talk about when you're trying to ask him to go to the next level. But when he does it, if he does raise you, that's when the negative voice needs to come into play. And it really does sound like She has made some great strides in finding a voice that he hasn't heard before, and he's not, you know, resisting totally that. But yeah, I think that would be a very good thing if she was motivating him, maybe workshop, counseling, study a book together, like How We Love, which I'll send that to you. But also, if this isn't in the past, the way she's saying, then absolutely he needs to know, you know, you're not just going to walk out the room, but if he escalates, there's all sorts of things that you'd be willing to do, you know, including get help or ask him to leave or whatever, legal help. But I'm hoping that you're accurately portraying this, that all of that was in the past. So I'm going to send you How We Love. It is the book that we use, so much of this book we use in this workshop. It's coming up September 21st, Dallas, Texas, and you can still get in. And I'm telling you, if you've got a problem in your relationship, there's not a better thing that you can do than go to this workshop. If there was, I would be telling you to go to that. This is the best help in absolutely the least amount of time. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you want information about that, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Now, let's go how about we go to Marie, and she's calling us on line two there. Hello, Marie. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So I'm kind of involved with this guy who, he's not a Christian, he's agnostic, and...
How old are you, and are you single?
Yeah, technically single. I'm 21, and he is 24.
Okay. What do you mean technically single?
We've been friends for a while.
What do you mean technically single? You're not married, is it, right, or...?
Yeah, I'm single, but I'm interested in this guy, and...
Okay.
We have been sort of involved, I guess.
Okay. So, you're with a guy, and what is the problem being with him?
I'm wondering if I should try to stay with him or if I should move on, and whichever I choose, how would be the best way to go about those. Mm.
Okay.
And Marie, what does involved mean? Does it mean dating? Does it mean sexually active?
Okay, so a little bit of context. We've been friends, good friends, for like over a year, I think. And he was interested in me from the beginning, but I didn't have feelings for him until later. And then I told him we couldn't date because of worldview differences. Like, he's not Christian, I am. And because he has some personal issues that I don't really want to be in a relationship with someone who has issues like that. And then later on, I guess I was at a weak point, and we had a summer fling, I suppose.
Okay.
And so now I'm wondering if it would be better to stay with him or to stick to what I originally said and move on.
Mm. You, let me just say this real quick. A lot of times folks like you who are Christians and then you stand up for your faith, and then, you know, the boundaries aren't in place, and you fall, you slip, you get involved with somebody that's not a believer, then you kind of, it's almost like shame kind of pulls you toward that person, or to stay with that person. It kind of like justify, well, I'm going to stay with this person, so it kind of justifies the, or in your mind, the sexual relationship or getting, you know, serious. And I want to tell you, that's just not a voice that you want to listen to. But it's a real, real common voice. Chris is nodding his head. We see a lot of people that get trapped into a relationship with a non-Christian because maybe they made a mistake, they went too far. Now they feel obligated to stay with it. And I would not want you to fall into that trap. Alice, Chris, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think, Marie, first off, there is a lot of confusion in your voice. What we call ambiguity. You really don't know what you want, and so you're settling for what's beneath you because it's available. Now, the connection you have in the friendship, I imagine, is pretty powerful. But I don't, like, if I'm going to be honest, if I'm a 24-year-old guy and I'm dating you and you're talking about me in this relationship, I'm like, she doesn't like me. She's not into me. She doesn't want to be with me. Let's cut this thing off. And I think you should, I'm going to be direct, you should cut this thing off, and then you need to go to work to identify what's in you to increase your value, increase your worth, and really understand what you want out of a mate. And that's, you need new standards.
And Marie, I'll just add to this that I think you're getting a taste of what you will further experience, which is you finding yourself turning a blind eye to some of those red flags that you were seeing, mm-hmm. things about his personality you didn't like, and your standards are being lowered already, and that is just likely to continue if you stay with him, unfortunately.
Yeah, I am so glad you're asking the very, very tough question. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. In reference to that last call with Marie, you know, Marie, great idea. If you could, you know, get involved with a couple that have strong marriage, faith, you think, man, I'd like to be with like these folks. I think that would be really helpful. And then I'll send you Is This the One? It's a great, great guide for dating and some great things to do to keep you kind of out of trouble. Even if you have a fling, you don't have to fling all the values out of the way, and we want that for you. But I think
that's good, Steve. I like that.
the feelings are, you know, if you are overpowered, if your values and stuff are overpowered by a guy that doesn't even have the same values. You know, maybe there's a need for a father figure in your life, and that can come in the form of, you know, getting in a small group and finding a great couple to just be friends with and to try to get some of that influence so that you don't allow yourself to get into a relationship where you're calling us in 5 years saying, man, I just didn't know what I was doing. And I'm glad that you're making the tough choices right now.
Steve, just a real quick thought to that, because you two mentioned shame and that shame can hold us back, and it mm-hmm. also leads to secrecy. So when we involve secrecy, shame, and then isolation, we all make decisions we later regret with that powerful combination. And breaking out of it with other safe people is exactly the antidote.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's go to Stacy. She's calling from Dallas, KWRD. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to New Life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's happening?
I really need some help getting past something in my life that I've been struggling with for the past 4 months. And about 4 months ago, I found out that my husband had been using pornography. Hmm. And it's really been kind of a long and drawn out struggle since then, with us kind of going back and forth and me discovering a little bit more and a little bit more as time goes on.
Oh,
and
Stacy.
He did, he did share information that he had been to a strip club about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So over the course of the 4 months, it's just, go ahead.
So is he saying, I want help, or I want you to know this because I feel horrible, I'll never do it again? What's his position on all of this? Is he defensive or what?
Well, he's really doing a lot of really great things.
Like what?
A lot of very positive things.
What are the things he's doing?
Well, he agreed to go to counseling with me, and we've only done that twice so far, but he's currently reading Every Man's Battle, which I didn't think he would, so that's really a big step, I think, for him. And I can just tell that he's really changed his focus, and he's realized a lot of things. And
now, let me just challenge you on one thing, okay? You're in a marriage... Mm-hmm. where he has betrayed you, has a secret life with pornography, even strip clubs, right? And you thought that him reading a book about that problem would just be too much. Do you see what I'm getting at?
It's not his style.
Well, but you need to be his style. And pornography doesn't need to be his style.
I was going to say, if porn and strip clubs are his style, he needs a completely different style.
Right.
Right.
So we're just challenging you to kind of gear your thinking toward the fact that you are a woman created in the image of God. You are a valuable creation that deserves a man who's willing to do a little bit more than read a book.
Yeah, I guess I just don't know what else to do.
Well, let me tell you why I'm saying this, because a man's shame and remorse fades quickly.
Right.
And so at some point that is going to not be a motivating factor for him. We know this from years of dealing with this. And so when it doesn't, if all he was required to do was read a book and go to counseling with you, it's not much of a deterrent, and not much character has been built. I'm just wondering why you're not saying to him things like, now's the time for you to find the men who have character and who can help you live the life I know you want to live and the life that I deserve to watch you live and be married to. Alice, you have a thought about this?
Yeah, those men specifically, Stacy, should include Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting, getting a sponsor ASAP and giving you access to the feedback from the sponsor so you can get a sense of what he's doing and how he's doing, and individual therapy with a sex addiction specialist. That is not too much to ask for and require as part of a trust-building process.
Now, let me tell you why it's this serious. a strip club isn't a place anymore where you go and just watch somebody do something live that you may have watched on videos. It's not the same. It's really an aggressive act of betrayal when a man steps into a strip club. We'll be back after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we really are concerned greatly about Stacy. And so, Stacy, was your question about what he needed to do, or what was the original question you were thinking about when you called us?
My original question is just, this has really kind of been strung along over the past 4 months, and I'll have, you know, times when I feel really well, and then there are times that I just really, you know, the anger just really overwhelms me. And I don't know what to do with the anger.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's a great question.
Stacy.
And especially from a standpoint of look at what he's done, and you're surprised he was even willing to read a book. What are you thinking there, Alice?
Well, Stacy, in this call, you move from laughing as you first told us about this to now some tears. And that process is exactly the right thing to do, where you can move past the shame or the embarrassment to share your story and to be angry and to be shell-shocked and to grieve with other women who understand what you're going through. Because, of course, to survive, you have to put on a tough face and maybe even have to laugh it off at times. And yet to heal, you have to allow yourself to dip down into the pain and let other people be witnesses to your pain.
And to speaking to our points is that he can't continue to do this and you not continue to feel the pain. So any behavior that is untrustworthy has to stop. And it's not too much for you to require that.
And what we asked for, especially what I said, may sound like an exaggerated response. What, porn? Who doesn't watch porn? What, strip club one time? Not that big of a deal. It certainly is normal in this culture. but it's not healthy. And I think if you can err on the side of going a little overboard in what you're asking, I hope I'm asking for too much, but his character and his willingness to prove to you that he's going to take a new path will be revealed in how he responds to you. So hopefully a sex addiction therapist can say, oh, this is over the top. No, you don't need this specialized help. But have that determined not by you, Stacy, but by a clinician who's trained to determine that.
I really believe the course of events are determined by the reaction of the spouse. And if if you act like this is okay for him to just want to read a book and go to counseling two times with you, it's saying to him, I have not significantly ruptured this relationship. But if you say to him, you know what, I tried to be happy about you reading a book, it's not enough, and we will never have the marriage that we can have unless you're willing to do more than you're willing to do. You need to get help. You have a character problem, a strip club, the secrecy of pornography, all of that. You haven't fully been in this relationship. And us going to counseling and you reading a book, it's just not going to be enough. But you're going to need to get help for you, and he needs to see you. Well, I would love for him to see you walk into a Sexaholics Anonymous meeting or Sexanon for a spouse. If he saw you going to those kind of meetings, codependency meetings, things like that, if he saw you going to our Restore workshop, I'll tell you another thing you could do is you could hold on and you could talk to somebody about every man's battle. I mean, it's this weekend just down the road from you. Most of the time, the woman makes the first call. So maybe you call or we talk to you about it, and then you say to him, here's what you need to do to win back my heart. Now, Chris, you had a book you thought would be great.
Yeah, I think for Stacy, Dr. Sherry Keffer's book, Intimate Deception, Stacy, will help you really clarify what's going on inside of you, also help you understand what goes on inside of him, and most importantly, create roadmaps to your healing.
All right. I'm really, really glad that you called us. And anybody else, that book is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Right now, let's talk with Larry Sonnenberg about Club New Life and supporting this ministry. We've got a great thank you, a new thank you, 71 of the best teachings you'll ever hear on a thumb drive. 51 of them are the New Life perspectives on the topics that you want to hear about. And also, we'll send you a Bluetooth speaker. It is the New Life Bluetooth speaker. Pretty cool looking thing. But Larry, talk to us about our financial situation right now.
Well, I want to do that, but I want to ask you first, Steve. I know your mom is visiting with you. Is there a chance she would put that headset on and answer
a
question?
Yeah. If you have a question, she can hear you. What do you want to know from mom?
This is Clara Arterburn for everybody, Steve's mom. She has been a longtime giver of donations to New Life. I was just like, Clara, hi, thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Why do you do that?
Well, I do it because it helps people to get their lives straightened out. And I know that the money is used right, and I love giving to New Life. It's just a blessing. And I hope I never have to stop it.
Well, thank you.
Us too.
Well, and the the person that manages her money, you know, her IRA says you're just giving them too much. But she doesn't think that.
I know that she's been an incredible giver in her life and not just a New Life. And I just want to say thank you, Clara, on behalf of a lot of people whose lives are different because of what you've done.
Oh, she's an example of somebody that has been given many blessings, and she wants to just give back and be part of, you know, what's going on. And I can tell you, my mom had one of those faith experiences where, you know, she really kind of thought being a Christian made you a little bit immune from the major life problems. And, you know, over life, she's discovered no. And it doesn't make you immune, but it gives you a different perspective and a different hope. And boy, she's a survivor, I'll tell you that. So she's like so many other people that give to us. They just want to give something back out of gratitude for what God's done in their life.
Well, golly, I know there's more calls. I've got about 10 minutes of things I want to say, so I maybe better postpone it until the next program, Steve.
Okay, yeah. So we'll just ask people to support us, help us. A gift of any amount will send you. One of the products that we've been working with is the 6 things every healthy relationship needs. You've already heard this one mentioned. You could also get understanding and loving a person with narcissistic personality disorder. And so just our way of saying
can I share a quick thing? Just in my office yesterday, I was working with an individual, and he has been sober from all forms of sexual acting out for 2 years.
Outstanding.
His journey started 2 years ago at an EMB in Sacramento.
Wow. Every man's battle in Sacramento. That's pretty special.
He's the father of 2 beautiful girls and a husband of a beautiful wife and a family that was about to fall apart, and tragedy for generations was stopped at EMB.
That's part of my encouragement I want to say about Every Man's Battle, a testimony where a guy says that he figured out after 47 years who he really is. He knew.
Wow.
47 years he wondered desperately without answers until he went to Every Man's Battle.
Isn't that
so something? Just guys, don't wait 47 years. Get there.
Yeah. Well,
lives change.
Don't do it. Well,
thanks.
Thank you, Larry, and thanks, Mom. Appreciate that. Why don't we go over here and let's talk with, how about, this is John, Huntsville, Alabama, listens on the podcast. Hey, John, how are you? John,
hey,
are you there?
How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Hello?
John, you're on. I think you're listening to the radio versus your phone. Are you there,
Hello?
John?
Hey.
Are you there? Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, turn your radio off and then
was connected.
Yeah. Okay. So how can we help? What's going on?
I was just wondering. When is a good time, or is it a good time to separate from my wife? Not separate as in divorce, but as in separate for us to maybe come back and get closer. I know that kind of sounds like an oxymoron, but
why would you want
for us to?
What's going on?
Well, we've been going to counseling. All of it has been invitation from me to go to counseling. We've been to counseling, we've been to marriage retreat, and none of it is seeming to work. We've had some trust issues, we've had some arguments, and basically I'm going to counseling now, and I'm just really tired. I'm really tired of fighting, I'm really tired of arguing, I'm really tired of going the back and forth, and we've been married for some time now.
And you're saying you can't trust her?
Well, it's both ways. It's both ways, and I feel like it's a lot of things that's getting out of control. There's been a bank account that it's a bank account.
Okay, hold on. We'll talk about it right after this.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As we're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Now, John, I think you were about to, something happened with a bank account or something that's a trust problem. What was that?
Oh, yes. She picked up a second job, and now she has this bank account that she has separate from our main account, and I have access to it. But she's just adamant about that. So it's a lack of trust there. I think it's a plan to devise for her to leave the marriage.
Well, why would she do that?
Long story.
Why would she want to leave? Why would she want to leave the marriage? Was there a serious problem early on, or what?
We've had problems. I've dealt with pornography. And lack of trust on both ends. It hasn't been no affairs or anything like that in our marriage. But I have my accountability partners. I have covenant eyes. I'm going to see a counselor now. So I'm fixing myself. I'm getting myself better and healthy.
Okay, but you know what you haven't been able to do? I mean, that's all about you, character, stopping. But it doesn't sound like you've connected with her heart yet. She's still out there. Would that be right?
Yeah. That sounds about dead on. Yeah.
Because it sounds like she's so insecure about the future that she's taking matters into her own hands. And has she ever said to you, "You haven't done enough," or I want you to do more?
She's never told me I've never done enough. She said I had an issue with hearing her. I wasn't hearing her.
Okay.
So
all right.
Like I said, we've been to counseling and everything, and I'm trying to listen now. The things that she says, I'm trying to affirm what she's saying, repeating what she said to me. But it just seems like nothing is never enough. I don't know if she's emotionally gone. I don't know. And now it's a lot of pent up anger. Her words are really, really frustrating, you know, really coming out like she's agitated when she talks to me.
John,
it's almost disrespectful.
I wonder if you're being too impatient with her and expecting her to be healed faster than she can. And I'm going to say this out of care and concern for you, because if there have been years of you breaking her trust, and if that's on top of a foundation of broken trust from her own past, maybe her family of origin, it can take quite a bit of time to begin rebuilding trust. So even though your behavior has improved so much, and oh my goodness, we applaud everything that you're doing here. It's amazing, actually. But if you have yet to truly sit with listening to her over a long period of time, it can take 2 years to rebuild attachment and to rebuild trust. Especially if you've betrayed her trust on multiple levels over the years. And so I would actually advise against a separation at this point, because a therapeutic separation, it can be helpful at times, but I agree with what Steve just said. I think it would scare her even more.
And the only reason that you would be in conflict with her is that every time she triggers you or something, that you're picking up on that trigger and you're reacting. And so you're going to need to get whatever help it is that you need to not react. But you guys have got to pull this thing together. together here is she's not even feeling like, at this point, she's being heard.
Yeah. Well, John, you're going to have to do something in addition to getting yourself healthy, to getting yourself trustworthy. And the way that you're going to be able to build trust is that you're going to have to build a tolerance for her anger. She's hurt, and she is frustrated, and she's probably going to feel like she's on a roller coaster. And one minute she's going to want to try to be close to you. One minute she's going to want to run as far away. Or another, she's going to want to throw, you know, a football at your head or something. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and honestly, I'm sitting here hearing you, and I'm like, man, I want to hang out with John. Mm-hmm. I like John. John's a great guy. Yep. And and so I want you to be able to trust that God's going to restore your heart, remove your shame as you work through this process, because your shame, your internal shame, is what's going to block your ability to hear her frustration and anger and hurts and fears. And so keep moving in and get support. You need a group of guys that you can hang out with and be like, hey, I just took it in the shorts. Can you help me out? You know?
Okay.
And John, I want you to consider taking this on as a motto with her, to let her know, I will be here as long as it takes. I will show you proof of my changed behavior as long as it takes. And I understand your anger. You get to be angry at me, and I will stick through it. Now, there's also a difference, though, of protecting yourself. If her anger gets aggressive or it gets violent, that's a different story. But being a willing listener to her in her anger as long as it takes.
Okay, now I want to send you this book. It'll take it a little further, the Worthy of Her Trust book. That's going to come your way. But I want to say to everybody else, and I'm saying this also to you, I mean, this is why we've created three things that changes people's lives, because it's so common. We weren't just sitting around thinking what would be a fun weekend for everybody when we said, let's do Every Man's Battle Workshop. John, that's something that would take you to the next level, and everybody, it's in Houston this weekend. It's not too late to sign up for that. Also, you know, we do this marriage intensive. That's the 21st. So, you know, if you're not able, if your spouse says, you don't even listen to me, that's what this is for. How can you have any kind of intimacy if one or the other doesn't even feel like they're heard in the relationship? It's a basic, fundamental thing we've always got to be working on, better listening, making progress in that area. Then here she is with all this, he says, pent-up anger. So there's the Restore workshop for every woman who is in that situation. A lot of women say, oh, you know, I don't want to go to that. I'm not the one with the problem. No, but you've got residue from that problem, and it restores you to the woman you were before all of this started to impact your life. So all of that, that's why we do these things. They are life-changing, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't know of anything more powerful than these intensive weekends. And so that's what I'm going to recommend for you guys, and I'm going to recommend it for anybody else that's listening. And those words, she doesn't think that I listen, or she doesn't feel like that I hear her. This could change everything for you. Sexual integrity is like the minimal level of acceptability in a marriage. And if you don't have it, it's available. You just have to spend 48 hours at Every Man's Battle getting it done. All right. We're just about out of time. If you need some help, you know the number. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And people call us all the time, and life changes forever for good. So please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. On the 7th, I'm going to be speaking at Walking Worthy in Chattanooga. If you're there, I would love for you guys, love to meet you tomorrow night. It would be an amazing time. If there's any way that you could come, please do. Now, we need your help to do all this stuff. We have, if you join Club New Life, $30 a month is it. And we send you 71 of the best teachings ever. And I'm telling you, we've had people say, this little thumb drive that you sent, it changed everything. They listened to all that content from over the years. It's pretty amazing. And everybody's got a contribution to it. That's our thank you for Club New Life. Pick up this book or give a gift of any amount. Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. Or 6 Things Every Relationship Needs. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.